today being with Alex Schwab, and the fact that today I have your site, I want to be makdish this shir, le'ilu nishmas imei moirosi ha'yitonis havabas le'yakut, ole ha'shom. Some weeks ago, reading a book which I had in my house for a long time, but one section, the book, maybe some of you have, it's called Hasidic Tales of the Holocaust, written by Professor Dafa Eliach. She writes that when she was part of the Jimmy Carter War Commission, she was in Krakow on Tisha B'Av, and when she was in shul on Tisha B'Av, a gentleman got up and stood on the bima, and he banged on the bima there in the Ramot shul, it was the shul of the Ramot, and he said he wants to bring the Ribbono Shel Olam after the Puma, he wants to bring in the Mishpat on what happened during the Holocaust. And he asked her, would you be a witness for the prosecution? And she said, no, I'm a witness for the defense. I have no arguments with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I have arguments with man. I want to put on trial the church, I want to put on trial universities all over Europe which sputed out anti-Semitism for hundreds of years. I want to put on trial Beethoven and Wagner's music which was being played while Jews were being burnt in the crematoria. I want to put on trial the bus drivers here in Krakow who drive their buses through the streets as if nothing had happened. I have no arguments with Hashem. What is the charge? That Hashem gave man free will to choose between good and evil? No. I have arguments with man and not with Hashem. It reminded me of the famous Shaila. The famous Shaila, we all know it's the question of questions. The Rambam deals with it in the Hilchos Tshuva. The questions of Yedia and Bechira. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows everything, what's happening, what will happen, Hoya Hoya the year. And yet the man was given Bechira the question. This is not the issue I want to talk about today. Certainly, that is not the issue. But one point I would like to mention. Tells the Rav, Rabbi Yehuda Leib Loch, in his Sefer Shuri Das, when writing about the whole Shaila of Yedia and Bechira, he does make one point which is very important. People say that this is a question of a stira, of a contradiction. He says it isn't a contradiction. It is a difficulty, there is a difficulty for man to reconcile two basic Yosodes Emunah. The Yosodes Emunah Shehakadosh Baruch Hu is Hakol Yochel. On the other hand, that man has a Bechira. If it is a Bechira, Hashem Yerachem, then there is a suggestion that one of them is wrong. It isn't a stira, it's an incompatibility from our point of view to reconcile the two concepts. And there he goes, he has his whole shir on the whole idea of Yedia and Bechira. I just want to first of all talk about how we have to see, and to be machazek ha'on emunah, of how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in this world. The Malbim says in Bereshit Bo Elohim, Bo Elohim, he says, what is Bria? The Malbim says that we see Bria as we say in Latin, creatio ex nihilo, creation yesh me'ayin, something from nothing. Says the Malbim, the nochon lefi tfisateinu, it is true according to our perception. Avol lefi ha'emes, bria zu ayin miyesh, shehu hayesh ha'amiti. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the metzius v'ein metzius k'metziusai. He is the only reality that exists. Anything outside himself, and he talks about the tzimtzum, Torah ha-tzimtzum, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was metzamtzem and reduced Kavayochan himself to an area, and there he created all the olamos. Everything there is ayin, biyachas, in relation to the Yesh Ha'amiti, that he is the Yesh. Nothing exists except in true existence, in the true reality, only HaKadosh Baruch Hu exists. What does exist within this big Ayin, within this all the Olamos, is the Rotzen Hashem, the Rotzen of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is his will, and that is Maimon Har Sinai, Torah, his will. That is the Yesh within this Ayin, the Ayin that exists. That is the way we have to see, we have to see the world that we live in. That week when I was reading that the book I was talking about, another yesoid we get, it's unreal when you read the psukim. I think an extremely important Ramban. The Ramban says on Mechilas Yosef, on Mechilas Yosef, he said the Ramban that the Torah was makdish three psukim, and we all know, I don't have to tell this audience, how every ois and ois is meduktek. Three psukim. Yaakov sends Yosef lirois et echot ishchem, to see his brothers in Shchem. He comes to Shchem, and now we have three psukim. Vayim tzoehu ish vihinei toya basodek. And he sees the person and he asks, what, and the person asks him, what are you looking for? Says the Ramban, three psukim. What do we need these three psukim? It could have written, Vayavoyu Shchemo. That's all. Says the Ramban, a yesoid, a very important yesoid, he says over here. It's a different print over here. Ulohoidi einu oid. These three, it says, the Yahari Hakosu Baze. The posuk was ma'irich, the three psukim. Lohaydi einu oid ki hagzeiro emes v'hacharitzus sheker. To show that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's gzeiro, his decree is emes, and any effort, any human effort, and investment, charitzus is sheker. That's what he says. Ki zimen lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu moire derech shaloi midaitoi lo hovi miyodom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu placed somebody there in order to bring him, that he should go down to his brothers. Va'omu ve'olaze kivnu nishavnu rabbeisenu chazal ba'omum ki ha'ishim ha'ele he'malochim. That these ishim, ha'ish, mentioned over here was a malach, we know it was a malach Gabriel, says the Yonas and Ben Uziel. Heimalochim shloy al chinom hoya kol asipu haze lohidi einu, it wasn't lo al chinom lohidi einu ki atas Hashem hi sokum. If we would take, we would imagine for a moment to ourselves. If we would imagine to ourselves, Yosef goes to Shechem. Yosef, his father asked him to go to Shechem, and Yosef goes to Shechem. He's looking around. He doesn't find his brothers. He doesn't find his brothers, and he decides, they're not here, so I go back home. If Yosef would have gone back home, what would have happened to the history of humanity? There would have been no Yerida Mitzrayim, there would have been no Yetziah Mitzrayim, there would have been no Matan Torah, because everything's totally hor-ba-hor. Can you imagine what would have happened? Yosef makes a decision, a normal choice, to go back and say to his father, sorry dad, there was nobody there. HaKadosh Baruch Hu turns the wheels of history against man's will. He is turning the world of history to show that everything that we do, charitzus is sheker, and only HaKadosh Baruch Hu gzeiro is emes. Another minor chazal to show how everything in our lives is governed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then we'll come to see, this is God's role in history, what is man's role. Eoyv, suffering for so long. A whole sefer of Eoyv of seven. And Eoik has arguments with his friends who come, his reign who come. And he argues and argues. He cannot accept. Until you reach Perek Lamed Ches. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Eoik, four words. And when Eoik hears these four words, Eoik puts his hands up and he says, I change my plea to guilty. It's a medrash in Parshas Tisiso. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Vayan Hashem es Eoiv Hasoha Vayoymer. That's the first pasuk, and we jump over straight away to pasuk, this Perek Lamed Ches, pasuk Aleph. Now pasuk Dalet. He says four words. Eifo Hayitza Biyosti Oretz. Where were you when I created the world? Hageid im Yodata Bino. No, if you understand, tell me. There's a medrash in Parshas Tisiso. On the psukim of Betzalel ben Uri ben Hur ben Yehuda, says over there the medrash, Omer Reish Lakish, Keshor she'omer Hakadosh Baruch Hu le'Eoiv, Eifo hayita beyofti oretz, Omer loy, Eoiv, I ask you Eoiv, Eifo ha'Eifo shelcha. Im ata yodea eifo ha-eifo shelcha, ata yachol hitvakeach iti. If you know who you are, you can argue with me. And since Eoiv says, I don't know, sees there's no argument. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Eoiv, and he says, eifo ha-eifo shelcha, who are you? And Eoiv says, who am I? I am my neshama. When did your neshama begin to exist? Eoiv says, my neshama began in the time of Adam HaRishon. I am a spark of the neshama of Adam HaRishon. Says the Medrash, B'shor she'Adam HaRishon omad goylem, her aloi HaKadosh Baruch Hu kol tzadik v'tzadik sheyetze mimenu. Yesh mi oznoi, yesh mi apoi, yesh mi piv, yesh mi shinoi. It's obviously the way Chazal wants to explain to Shute Am to understand. He says, "Had Adam HaRishon was shown every spark of him, descriptively it is his eyes, his ears, his nose, part of his neshama, of who each person will be." And now HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, "Eoiv, the Eifo Ato, who are you?" And he says, are you me Osnoi? Are you from his ears? Are you from his eyes? Are you from his nose? Do you know who you are? No, I don't know who I am. If you don't know who you are, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're arguing with me. You're fighting with me, saying that I'm wrong, you could have done things better. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in this medrash, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chazal are teaching us. There are no questions. HaChavitzul Sheker, we know nothing that's going on in this world, and all we know one thing, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Megalgel Olomoy. And that the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Megalgel Olomoy is a way that only he understands, because he is the Metzius. We are a non-Metzius, a non-reality in this world. The three ideas over here is just to show how small we are, how great HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. How great HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running this world. He is Hoyo Hoyde V'Yiyye L'maylo Min Azman L'maylo Min Hakol. And yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu says we're responsible for our actions. We're responsible for our actions. After the child, not discussing the Shaila of Yediyah and Tchila, where are we? In which area are we really responsible for our actions? When our actions lemaisa are nigdam in Hashemayim, what will happen? And I think the answer lies in a very, very simple, very strange Chazal and the words of the Bris Gerov. It's a very simple answer. But just to be mechazik, the Gemara in Avodah Zorah is a very famous Gemara that we know in Avodah Zorah. Everybody learned it. Everybody who ever opened Gemara Avodah Zorah to learn came to this Chazal. Simply because it's in Daf Beis on the base. Everybody at least gets past Daf Beis on the base. And what does it say over there? Noted Lovoy. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring Kol Umos HaOlam are going to stand in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Omer Lehem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I think this is with the Palsim. It begins with the Palsim, Persian. Omer Lehem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to them, Bamay Asaktim, what did you do in this world? Oymin Lefono, Ribayu Shalayna. How Beshvotim Tikninu, we set up markets, how the Merchatzoi Sassinu, bathhouses, how the Kesavazov, Hilbenu, we made a lot of money and gold, silver and gold, the Kulam, Loyosinu, Ela Bishvili, Israel, today she is Asdu Batoyla. Gentlemen, we must remember we're talking over here in the Olam Ha'emes. This is the Olam Ha'emes. And in the Olam Ha'emes, the Persians are going to say, we built a civilized world. We built a whole world in order for one thing. Now that they see the Emet, they see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, everything that went on in the world, every notice etzba lamata, and Adam eight netted etzba lamata, and intend to freeze all of Melamala to decree from heaven to move a finger. They now see the truth that everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu set up in the world, he did it for one reason. Bishvilacious, Bishvil Torah Shenikolacious, Bishvil Yisrael Shenikolacious. This is the Tachlis Habria. Says, so they say, we built roads, we built bridges, we built Merchatzois, we built marketplaces, and now we see that it's all for Yisrael Shenikolacious Batayah. What do they say? We did it for Bishvil Yisrael Shenikolacious Batayah, and therefore we want a piece of the cake. Omer lehem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shoytim Sheba'olam, Kol ma she'asitem L'tzeil ha'atzmachem asitem, Tikantim shvokim L'hoish v'hem zoynet. You only did it for yourself, and you built shvokim in order to be brothels, Mechatzois l'adim ben atzmachem, in order just to enjoy yourself. Kesev azov shalihu Shenem ali ha'kesev ali hazov Nur Mashem. This is the Persian. A few lines down, now we start on the Romans. Omer lehem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, B'may asaktim, I'm in the fun of the Banishalaylam, how the Kshorim Goshana, we built bridges, aqueducts, how the Krochim Kovashnu, we conquered cities, how the Muhammad Sassinu, the Kulam Loyosinu, Ela Bishvil Yisrael, today she is Asku Batoilo. Amalem Akkadish Boku, Shaitim Sheba Oilom, Bishil Atmachem Asitem. Said the Brisker of what's going on over here? Shakroni Lachem! You're liars! Bishvil Atzmachem Asitem. That's what the Briskerov says should be here. What is Shaitim Sheba Olam? Idiots! Says the Briskerov. Because they're not making a mistake. They're not telling lies. They're telling the truth. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was gozer on the Persians and on the Romans that they will build streets and they will build marketplaces and they will build aqueducts and they will build Boeing 747s and they will build trains and cars and high tech, everything for one thing. Bishvil Torah Shenikolacious, Bishvil Yisrael Shenikolacious, Sheikadeshis Asku, the Torah of the Mitzvahs. That is the whole of the Bria. Is that this is the Tachlis. Is Askel. So then he's saying to them, Tipshim Atem, you're not lying. You are fools. Your intentions were Bishvil Atzmachem. And because because you did it for yourself, now you are responsible for every bad thing that ever came out of it, even though it was Nitzan and Hashemayim. Now, Boisai, that is where, from this Chazal and the words of the Briskerov, this is where our Bechira Chofshis is exercised. Not in what we do, it's what our intentions are. It's in the world of intention that we are given free will. And that is why the brothers of Yosef, I am talking about Shiftei Kor, we're talking of Sheaf Day Korbat, to learn Torah was given to us to learn. Did they sell? Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu send a Malach to make Yosef be sold to Mitzrayim? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a promise to Avraham Avinu, Yodoya, Teda, Kigea, Yia, Zal'acha, Be'eretz, Lo Lahim, Va'avodet, Inu, Oysom. And it had to come through because this is the Rotzon Hashem. Why? We don't know what the Rotzon Hashem is. That it will have to be through the Mechira of Yosef. And Yosef will go down to Mitzrayim, and the rest is history. We all know the end of the story. And we have a Matan Torah, and we have a Taklis Sabria. All starts over there. But the brothers are responsible. Because when they sold Yosef, what was their intention? Was their intention to bring about the promise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yodei Ateida? No. They had their personal agenda with Yosef. And for that they're held responsible. The Bechira of a person is only in his intention. And if his intention is not that which HaKadosh Baruch Hu planned, it's a personal agenda, on that the person is held responsible. This is where a person's Bechira is. And that is why HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we all know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a nation called Amalek. And that nation Amalek is a nation which was always going to be the stick, which was going to be, they are going to be the wake-up call for Am Yisrael. When Am Yisrael are going down, we get a wake-up call. And Amalek was sent as a wake-up call. But Amalek will burn for every act that he ever did. But they're doing it because it's a Rotzon Hashem. No. What you did is because you had a personal agenda. You didn't do it because of the Rotzon Hashem. You had your personal agenda, and that you chose. The Amalekim who said the Juden sind unser Unglück, the Jews are our misfortune. That was the agenda. That was Amalek's agenda. On that we've been held responsible. We are held responsible for our intentions. And Memela, the actions relate to us, even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu is forcing the actions. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has his agenda with the world in trying to understand it. And that is why our Yesod of life has to be one. Our intention should be L'shem Shamayim. Everything that we do, we should have the Kedusha, the Tahara, it should be an act L'shem Shamayim. This is the aside of the whole concept of God's role in history and man's role in history. Let me end with a beautiful maaser of how far HaKadosh Baruch Hu will turn the world around on itself in order to give Am Yisrael the koyach habchira to do things and not to be coerced. Because if we are coerced to do something, we can never be held responsible our actions. Many, many years ago, I heard from Hagoyim Reb Mordechai Miller, they had started the Kodesh Livracha, the Manal of the Gates of Tzem, heard him years ago telling us something he had heard from his Rebbe Almighty, Harav Dessler. We must remember, Harav Dessler was Nifter in 1954, Tovshin Yud Dalet, the same year as the Chazon Ish. If I would ask you from a historical point of view, was there a tshuva movement over 52 years ago? The answer is no. The tshuva movement began here in this in world around 30 years ago, plus or minus, around the Yom Kippur War time, 1970, after the Six Day War. Around that time, began the tshuva movement that we see today. Harav Dessler said to Rabbi Miller, and he told us the story long before this incident took place. He said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mastiach b'toyrosoi. V'hoyo v'achris hayomim v'shavta ad Hashem olekecho. There will be a tshuva movement. It's coming of the Mashiach, there will be a tshuva movement, period. That the Torah has tocha, and therefore it will take place. But something could happen. That if there's a tshuva movement, people certainly will choose by choice through their will appeal to look into Yiddishkeit and turn towards Torah and Mitzvahs. But there may be others who might be sucked into the system against their will. It's something new. It's something. What's happening here? People, professionals, people who were so far away are coming too. In fact, let me tell you of an incident in Eretz Yisrael. The editor of today's Ma'ariv, a gentleman by the name of Amnon Dankner, was then a journalist for the Iton Haaretz, for the Haaretz newspaper. It's for the newspaper for people who think they think. The thinking people, they call it. He said, it was at the beginning of the, he wrote an article in the newspaper. He said, he said, I got an invitation for a chasna from one of my friends. An old friend we've had for years. That person had become a Baal Tshuva and invited me to a wedding in Yerushalayim. It was at the Osameach Yeshiva then. And he went to the wedding. And he said, I had to run away from there. I just couldn't take it. Why? I noticed people, they were dancing with a chosn. I really saw simcha amiti. For the first time, he saw a feeling that people are being mesameach somebody. The simcha was something deep. And a tevedika simcha. He said, I couldn't get away from it. I couldn't take it. I thought I'm going to be sucked into this system. I ran away. I said, mazel tov, and I ran back home. I came back home. I went up the stairwell. I went to get to the door of my apartment, and I see a next door neighbor sitting on the floor crying. And the next door neighbor says to me, Amnon, please help me. He says, help me. I said, what happened? Of course, her name was Naomi. He says, what happened? He said, please, I need your help. He said, what happened? I'll help you. She said, my husband has decided to become a Baal Tshuva. Help me. So he writes in his article, you know what the article is called? Don't let the last apple fall. He's praying, Hashem, don't let me fall into the It was something which was taking people against their will, almost, to become part of this new movement. Said Harav Dessler, how will HaKadosh Baruch Hu balance it out? Remember how Harav Dessler was nifter in Tov Shin Yud Dalet, long before the event. He said HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring about a tshuva movement in other religions. In other religions there will also be a tshuva movement, a movement towards spirituality. And you know what will happen then? The Amnon Dankners will say, oh, it's nothing unique. There's a feeling of spirituality, of born again Christians, fundamentalism, fanaticism of Islam. Aye, that is what's affecting us. It's nothing to do with Judaism. Your free will is balanced out. My Rabbi side. When did this super movement happen in the Christian world 30 years ago? When did fundamentalist fanaticism of Islam begin? 30 years ago. When did the Tshuva movement begin? Around 30 years ago. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will turn the whole world around. He has his own plan to show that Ikar, that person should not lose one moment. And anything he does through choice, his intention, his growth. That is the greatness of what Bechira Chofshit is to all of us. My Rabbi, it's people make a mistake. In fact, this is two psukim together, but we say it always, I don't know why, as one posuk, maybe from Tefillah Zakos, but it's a mistake. Hinei nosati lachem es hachayim es hatoiv es hamovet ves tada ubachal kabachayim. Thank you very much.